Share with her. Our Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning. We want to focus totally to the child that you have given us to us. And I pray that you open our eyes, that we can see wonderful things that is written in your law, in the prophets, in the apostle writing, and help us to walk in step with your word so that we be truly blessed by you. And I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. If the Jewish people, because the Bible says God gave the law to the Jewish people, God did not give it to the Gentile. Unfortunately, they have the law, but they don't understand it. And that's the problem. I want you to write that down right beside Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. They hear God's word. You write that down. Isaiah chapter 28, verse 10. For it is do, rule on rule, a little here, a little there. The Jewish people, do they have God's word? Yes, they have God's word. But they are a little bit here, a little bit there. They don't see the big picture. If they see a big picture, they won't crucify Jesus Christ. And I pray that we Christians, now we Gentile, we understand God's word. And I pray that we won't fall into the same kind of trap the Jewish people fall into. A little bit here, a little bit there, but they can't put all the things together and see the big picture. And then when Jesus Christ said that he's the Son of God, in Gospel of John chapter 10, and the people tried to stone him. In Gospel of John chapter 8, when Jesus Christ said, before Abraham, I am, and then they stone him too. You know, if Jesus Christ, his name is Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace, if you truly understand this son with this kind of name is Wonderful Counselor, that means his way. I want you to write that down right beside Wonderful Counselor. You write that down. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8 and 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your way my way, declared the Lord. Because he's a Wonderful Counselor. His thought is higher than your thought. Think that you don't understand, you don't crucify him. You just ask him. Unfortunately, they are proud men, okay? As the heavens are higher than the heaven, so are my way higher than your way, my thought than your thought. Unfortunately, nowadays, a lot of Christians, they understand a little bit here, a little bit there, rule on rule, do and do, but they don't understand the big picture, right? And they thought they understand the gospel. They don't. That's the sad part. I pray that we don't fall into the same kind of trap as the Jewish people and help us to seek God, things that you never heard before. You don't be a proud man, because the Bible clearly stated that the Lord resists the proud man. He mocks proud mocker, but he gives grace to the humble. Things that you never heard, things that you don't understand, you ask. You don't crucify people who say that to you. Unfortunately, that's what the Jewish people has done. And that's what that's exactly what the leader of the Jewish people has done. How do I know? In Isaiah chapter 42, verse 18 to 21. And what did the Bible say to the leader? He say, "Hear, you deaf, look, you blind, and see. Who is blind but my servant?" The Lord is not accusing anyone, he's accusing his servant. His servant is blind. The one who's serving God is blind. Not only his servant is blind, The one who delivers his message is dead. He don't hear God's voice. He don't recognize God's voice. And dead like the messenger I sent. Who is blind like the one committed to me? Blind like the servant of the Lord. And you have seen many things. Just like when Jesus Christ performed a lot of miracles, they seen that, but they don't recognize that is the wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. If he is the everlasting Father, is he more honorable than Abraham? Abraham is the father of all nations. He's the everlasting Father. Abraham died. That's why he said, before I am, before Abraham, I am, right? You know, people honor Abraham. Know that he's the father of all nations, but they don't honor Jesus Christ. Brother and sister, we need to change our mind, change our heart, and humble, and search God. You know what? We think we know the Bible. We don't. If we truly know the Bible, we will serve God. We will proclaim His word. Who are blind? Who are dead? His servant, His messenger. Okay? And I keep on, verse 20. You have seen many things, but have paid no attention. Your ears are open, but you hear nothing. Unfortunately, they hear a lot of things, they've seen a lot of things, but they don't understand what God is trying to say to them. And then they rebel against God. If the Jewish people did that, you think the Gentile Christian won't do it? You understand what I'm trying to say? We will fall in the same kind of sin, then we will be in deep trouble. The history repeats by itself. Okay? Now we go back, take a look at this child. I want to focus on this child. I want to focus on this son. I don't want to be deaf. I don't want to be blind. I want you to write that down. What did I just say? Isaiah 42, 18 to 21. They are blind. They are deaf. Who are they? They are servant of God or servant of the Lord. They are messenger. Messenger, that means they deliver the message, right? Okay? Now, that's the problem. If the servant of God, if the messenger are blind or they are dead, they don't see, they don't hear, and how can they deliver God's message? Okay? Now I want to go back to Isaiah chapter 6. What's the end result if I'm blind? What's the end result if I'm a dead? If I'm blind, I'm dead, I will never repent. If I don't repent, the country will be destroyed. That's why Israel was destroyed. Okay? Take a look at that. Go to Isaiah chapter 6. Unfortunately, Isaiah has what, 66 chapter. And people, you know, if they read one chapter of Isaiah a day, it takes 2 months. 2 months to finish it. Our mind is so much on this world, and it's not on the word of God. So when you read chapter 6, and then you go and read chapter 9, by the time you read chapter 9, 3 days later, you don't even remember what you have read in chapter 6, right? We just read it, right? That's why, you know, we can't bear fruit. That's why we don't bring people to come to know Christ. Unless we change, okay? We turn around, okay? Take a look in Isaiah chapter 6. In Isaiah chapter 6, Isaiah was called to preach the gospel. But the Lord warned him. In verse 8, then I heard a voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? The Lord is still calling us. Whom shall I send? And who will go for us? And I said, here I am, send me. At least there's one people, his name called Isaiah, willing to be sent by God to preach the gospel. And then God said to him, go and tell these people. What did he tell his people? Be ever hearing and never understanding. Be ever seeing but never perceiving. Make the heart of these people callous and make their ear dull and close their eyes. Otherwise they may see with their eyes, hear with their ear, understand with their heart, and turn and be healed. Turn means repent. People will not repent. People will not turn unless he hear. People will not turn unless he see. People will not turn because he think we all are proud men. We all think we know what we believe. Okay? We all think we are right. But indeed, we are wrong. Okay? If we don't turn around, we won't be healed. If we don't turn around, we won't be saved. Brother and sister, what's the dangerous time? The servant of God do not hear, the servant of God do not hear because he's deaf. The servant of God do not see because he's blind. Same as the messenger. Now what's going on? You understand what I'm trying to say? If you don't see, if you don't hear, you listen to this kind of sermon, then you don't hear, you don't see either. If I don't see, if I don't hear, will we return? We won't return. What did the Bible say? The mighty God say, you turn to me, then I turn to you. You repent, then I relent. I don't allow this calamity fall upon you. I will turn around. So spend more time, you know. I mean, I don't think when God say, we are, don't ever say that the one who get paid is only the servant of God. We are all servant of God. Okay? We are all servant of God. Okay? Do you remember that? A father has a vineyard, tell his elder son to enter into vineyard to work for him. The first son say, no, I don't come. And later on, he repent, he come. Later on, he repent and come, and what does it mean? The Lord disciplined him. He turned around. He understood. He see. Then he serve. The second son say, I come. Did he come? He didn't. And then Jesus asked, who is the one doing the will of the Father? Brother and sister, listen to me very carefully. Don't ever tell me that I call him Lord, Lord. We enter the kingdom of God. Jesus say that. I tell you, not everyone who call me Lord, Lord will be able to enter the kingdom of God. Only those who do the will of my Father, the one who turn around. You say, no, I don't serve you. But when God discipline you, you turn around, you are the one who do the will of the Father. You understand? Don't sweet talk to God, say, I come, and indeed you don't come. When he discipline you, you'll be in deep trouble. Brother and sister, I'm supposed to do the Romans chapter 11 because we have heard Jesus' birth for long, long time already, right? Long, long time already, the birth of Jesus, okay? But we don't know the meaning of that. A child is born to us. A son is given to us. How do we respond? You don't respond properly, just like the Jewish people do not respond properly, crucify him, persecute him. That's why the whole nation of Israel was destroyed. That place supposed to be the promised land, the prosperous land, the most beautiful land of the whole world, and become a desert, wilderness. And a lot of become a war zone. Why? That place supposed to be the place of peace, but there's no peace. Why? Because they reject God. Don't just come to the church and listen to the sermon. Go home, kneel down, say, Lord, give me a new heart. From this day on, I want to be changed by you. Because I do not want to see calamity upon calamity in our own life. Okay? Unfortunately, the servant of God and the messenger of God say that this wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, that person is not Jesus. But Isaiah say, that is Jesus. And how do I know? I want you to go to Isaiah 9:6. You write that down. That's Isaiah 7:14. Let's go to Isaiah 7:14. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. 7:14, you say, Pastor John, how do you know 7:14 is the same one as 9:16? I say to you, of course I don't know. The reason why I know, because I read the Bible. I'm not reading the Bible in the Old Testament that help me to know. I read the Bible in the New Testament. Okay? Let's go back to the New Testament. First of all, take a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. You write that down. Right beside Isaiah 9:6, you write down Isaiah 7:14. And how do you link these two together? A little bit here, a little bit there, and then you don't put it in the big picture, you don't see it either. So in order for you to see it, you have to be humble and listen to what other people say, and then you check it out yourself. Okay? Now I listen to what Paul saying. I read that to you. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. When I came to you, brothers, I do not come with eloquency or superior wisdom. As I proclaim to you, I said that, I changed it. I don't like the testimony about God. It's not the testimony about God. I proclaim to you what? You change that? God, mystery. Okay? Take a look at the footnotes. Moses, do you have that footnote say God's mystery? Do you see that? Okay? So it should be read like this. I did not come to you with eloquency or superior wisdom as I proclaim to you God's mystery. Brother and sister, the person who can link 9:6 to 7:14, this is God's mystery. This is God's mystery. And I want you to write that down. What do you write? Isaiah 55, 8 and 9. My thought is higher than your thought. My way is higher than your way. You don't understand the way. I show you my way. You don't understand my thought. I show you my thought. You write that down. You know who believe in God's way, who believe in God's thought? It's the one who turn around. Go to Isaiah 55. Let's take a look. Here. Verse 7. Let the wicked forsake his way. You have to realize that your way is a wicked way. You have to forsake it. The evil man forsake his thought. Let him turn to the Lord. You turn to the Lord turn to you. And he will have mercy on you. And to our God, he will freely pardon. He will forgive your sins. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are your way my way, declared the Lord. As the heaven are higher than the earth, so my way higher than your way, and my thought than your thought. In other words, we have to realize our understanding is not adequate enough for us to understand God's word. We need help. Where the help come from? The help come from the New Testament. Okay? New Testament teaching is based upon Paul teaching. What did Paul say? I proclaim to you God's what? God's mystery. What is God's mystery? God's mystery is two things. Jesus is the Christ, chapter 2 and 2. Secondly, Jesus Christ has to be crucified. You write that down, Jesus Christ crucified. You write down Isaiah, chapter 53. Isaiah 53 is Jesus crucified. Jesus is the Christ. How do I know Jesus is the Christ? You write that down. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1. You write that. Isaiah chapter 42, verse 1. You write down Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1. Well, we go back one to one. Daniel, do you get what I get? 11:1? Take a look at 11:1. Jesus is the Messiah. Jesus is the Christ. Now take a look. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his root, a branch will bear fruit. The Messiah has to come from Jesse. Jesse is the father of David. Jesus Christ is the son of David. Right? And then the Messiah has to be filled with the Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord will rest upon the Messiah, the stump of Jesse, his name called the branch. Unfortunately, a little bit here, a little bit there, we don't get the big picture. What's the branch? What's that branch mean? Go back to Zechariah. Zechariah chapter 6, verse 12. Tell him this is what the Lord Almighty say. He is the man whose name is the branch. His name is called the branch. And he will branch out from his place and build the temple of the Lord. And it is he who will build the temple of the Lord. And he is clothed with majesty and will sit and rule on his throne. And he will be a priest on his throne, and there will be a harmony between the two. In other words, the Messiah not only be the high priest, he's going to be the king of all kings and the Lord of all lords. His name called the branch. That's the name of Jesus Christ. Branch from David. Let's go back. 11:1. The Messiah has to be filled with the Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him. The Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of power, the Spirit of knowledge, and the Spirit of the fear of the Lord. Jesus Christ fear the Lord. Right beside 11:1, you write down 42:1. He's the servant. That branch is the servant. Here is my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen one in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will bring justice to the nation. On top of that, when he preached gospel, he will not be discouraged, although people don't believe in him. You write that down right beside this, Isaiah 42. You write down gospel of John chapter 6. At that time, over 5,000 men following him after eating the bread and the fish. 5,000 men, I say. And then they all walk away from him. When Jesus said, you can eat my flesh and drink my blood. They say, oh, I can't take that. because your teaching is against Moses' teaching. They don't understand Jesus' teaching. They walk away from Jesus. But Jesus wasn't discouraged. They keep on preaching, keep preaching the same thing. You can eat my flesh and drink my blood. That's why every first Sunday of every month, we take the Holy Communion. And then in Gospel John chapter 6, he say, those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life, even though he died. And people walk away from him and lost the eternal life. Isn't it sad? Because they thought they understand God's word. A little bit here, a little bit there. Brother and sister, make sure that is not what happening in your mind. A little bit here, a little bit there. You don't see the big picture. Make sure you see the big picture. Okay? Although you see, but you don't understand, you don't perceive, although you hear, you don't understand, then you won't turn around. You don't turn around, you won't be healed. You won't be saved. You won't be able to enter the kingdom of God. Okay? I keep on reading it to you. 42, verse 2, Jesus Christ will not shout or cry or raise his voice in the street. A bruised reed, he will not break. A smoldering wick, he will not snuff out. In faithfulness, he will bring forth justice. He keep on preaching about the justice. You remember that? What regarding his kingdom? His justice, his righteousness will grow without limit. And then the peace will grow without limit too. He will establish that. Because there's no justice, there's no righteousness on earth not right now. He will establish that. Verse 42, chapter 42, verse 4. He will not falter. He will not be discouraged till he established justice. Circle the word. Justice, justice, justice. Verse 1, verse 3, and verse 4. I want you to write that down right beside justice. Listen to what Solomon has said. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 3. What did the Bible say? It is more acceptable to God to do what is right and to do what is just. It's better than sacrifice. Okay? To do what is right and just is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. God wants justice. God wants you to do the right thing. And then I want you to write that down, 21:3. You write that down, 21:21. If you pursue love, if you pursue righteousness, you will receive life, prosperity, and honor. Go back to Isaiah chapter 42. You know what? Do you know why I memorize the Bible verses? Just in case someone challenged me, where do you get it from? Is it from your own head? No, it's not from me. You reject, you're not rejecting me. Who you're rejecting? You're rejecting the God who gives you the Holy Spirit. Okay? Try to remember that. 11, 42, and 61. That all proved that he's the Messiah. When he preached the gospel, people don't understand him, he won't falter. He won't be discouraged until he established justice on earth, until his kingdom was established. Make sure his people can enter the kingdom of God. In his law, the island will put their hope. That means the far away places, they will believe in Jesus. Okay? Go to 61. Follow after me. Chapter 11, chapter 42, chapter 61. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me. Don't you realize it? 11:1, the Spirit of the Lord is rest upon him. 42, the Spirit of the Lord is rest upon him. Now, say that again. 61:1, the Spirit of Sovereign Lord is on me because the Lord has anointed me. Anointed me, what does it mean, the Messiah? Messiah means the anointed one. The one who is anointed with oil, with the Holy Spirit. He's the Messiah. The Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. And he has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captive and release from the darkness or for the prisoner. You say, Pastor John, how do you know 61:1 is talking about Jesus Christ? Do me a favor, write that down. Write down Luke chapter 4. The first sermon when Jesus Christ delivered in his hometown, the synagogue of Nazareth, what did he say? He turned to Isaiah 61. He said, this person is me. You understand? And then they rejected him. They kicked him out of the synagogue. They are so proud, I tell you. I tell you one thing. Whoever the preacher tell you something that you know already, although it's wrong, you say he's a good man. And tell you something you never heard of, we kick him out. I never heard of that. No, I don't accept that. You understand? Don't do that. Write that down. Go to Luke chapter 4. Take a look at the first preaching of Jesus Christ. When God gives you this son, he's so faithful. He's not discouraged when people rejected him because they are blind, they are deaf. But just in case, if they turn around, the Lord will open his eyes. When they turn around, the Lord will open his ear. By the time when they can see, they can hear, they can perceive, they will turn around. When they turn around, they will be healed. They will be saved, right? So that's why Jesus not falter. Keep on preaching, not changing the gospel, not changing something that they can understand. Keep on preaching the thing that they don't understand, hoping that they have a new heart, a new mind, so that they can understand, have a new spirit. Am I right? Should we pray for our own self? Ask God to give us a new heart, new spirit, so as to understand his word? Everybody say? Let's take a look at Luke chapter 4. 4:14. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit. Circle the word. In the power of the Spirit. That means he was filled with the Holy Spirit. News about him spread through the whole countryside. He taught in their synagogue and everyone praised him. He went to Nazareth, where he has been brought up. And on the Sabbath day, he went into the synagogue and was as was his custom. And he stood up to read the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written. You write that down. Isaiah 61 verse 1. When Jesus read that, he didn't read any other passage. He read 61 verse 1. He said, I am this Messiah that the prophet Isaiah talked about. Brother and sister, you write that down. Isaiah chapter 28. Chapter 28 verse 10. Don't be a little bit here, a little bit there. You don't see the big picture. He pointed to you what's the big picture. I am the Messiah. I am the one the prophet Isaiah talking about. The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me. He has anointed me, that means I am the anointed one. I am the Christ, I am the Messiah. You write that down. Jesus is the Christ. You write down 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2. That is God's mystery. When someone tells you God's mystery from the mouth of Jesus Christ, and yet they reject it. Why? The Spirit of the Lord is upon Jesus because God wants him to preach the good news to the poor. He has sent to proclaim freedom for the prisoner and recovery of sight for the blind. Why? Because if the blind can see, if the deaf can hear, they will turn around, they will be healed, they will repent, right? They can enter the kingdom of God. This is how Jesus saved them. to release them from the oppression, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. The Lord's favor. Now is the Lord's favor. Then he rolled up the scroll and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. You know what? You know why he don't preach anything else? He only preached two verses. He wanted to make sure these two verses is pointing to Jesus. He wants them to understand. So that's why Jesus don't say anything more. And then the eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began by saying to them, today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. I am that person. Do you understand? All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious word that came from his lips. Amazed, gracious word that came from his lips. Circle the word amazed and gracious. And you write down, it's a wonderful word. Counselor. He's a wonderful counselor. All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious word that came from his lips. Isn't this Joseph's son? They asked. They reject him because he said he's Joseph's son. Joseph is a poor man. Jesus said to them, because you rejected me, I tell you why. Surely you will quote this proverb to me, physician, heal yourself. Do here in your hometown what you have heard, what we have heard that you did at Capernaum. I tell you the truth, he continued. No prophet is accepted in his hometown. I assure you that there are many widows in Israel in Elijah's time. When the sky was shut for 3.5 years, there was a severe famine throughout the land, yet Elijah was not sent to any of them, but to a widow of Zarephath in the region of Sidon. Now, you people, I'm going to test your knowledge. In verse 26, yet Elijah was not sent to any of them, but to a widow in Zarephath, in the region of Sidon. Can anyone tell me why Jesus is saying what he's saying? Did anyone understand? We have been Christian for a long time. What does it mean? We are messenger of God. We preach God's word. We are servant of God. We serve God. What does this sentence mean? How come Elijah can perform miracles. How come Elijah was sent not to the people of Israel, but sent to the foreign land? Can anyone tell me why? Anybody know? Emily? Do you know the answer? Joyce, do you know? What's the reason why Elijah wasn't sent to the people of Israel? Say it again. Well, in order to be able to answer this question, you have to know what happened in Elijah's time. In Elijah's time, Elijah is a prophet not for the southern kingdom. Elijah is a prophet for the northern kingdom. Okay? First of all. Secondly, when Elijah was the prophet, Ahab, King Ahab is the king of Israel. Okay? And thirdly, you have to know in Elijah's time, there's a famine for 3.5 years. For 3.5 years, there's a famine. He prayed to God that God will not send rain. How did he pray? He prayed according to Leviticus chapter 26. He prayed according to Deuteronomy chapter 28. Moses said in these two Bibles, Leviticus 26, Deuteronomy 28, if people sins against you, Lord, you said that if people sins against you, you make the sky bronze, you make the land iron, you won't send rain. Now you do what you say. Stop rain. Let them face the famine, and they will turn around. And Elijah prayed for 3.5 years. Allow them to suffer, hoping that through their suffer, their heart becomes softened and turn around and listen to God's word. And you and I know that they haven't turned around. And Aha know that because that person prayed for famine. So Aha gonna send his messenger to chase after Elijah to kill him. He's not preaching. He didn't think that he's preaching the good news. You pray for famine? Listen to me carefully, brother and sister. If the preacher is praying something that is hard, it's for you to turn around. You don't turn around, you go to hell. You go to hell is worse than 3.5 year famine. I prefer to have a 3.5 year famine and turn around to go to heaven. Then I have 10 houses and go to hell. People don't understand God's message, I tell you. They love to hear lie. Okay? Oh, I bought this house, I bought that house, you bless me. You say, oh, I'm happy, you bless me. But you end up what? Just like Psalm, if I remember right, I think Psalm 49, something like that. You go to hell for your house left behind. The house won't go with you. All the splendor and glory don't go with you. You go alone. This is a very sad thing, okay? When you hear the message, you listen carefully. Quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to what? To become angry. They were so angry, Aha so angry. He say, I'm going to chase after you. I'm going to kill you. When you stop praying, the Lord will send rain. It got nothing to do with Elijah. Elijah praying God's word. Elijah say, this is your saying. If people turn away from you in Leviticus chapter 26, Deuteronomy chapter 28, you're going to stop sending rain. Why don't you do it? So that people turn around. I want my people to be saved. And yet, the hearer don't understand this preacher preaching and persecute him. You know why the Lord sent him to a foreign land? You know that land, Zarephath, is the land of his wife's city. Because Aha, king of Israel, thinking that. Elijah don't have that wisdom. He dare not go to my wife's nation. Aha sent his messenger, searched out the entire land everywhere, except that place. And I tell you one thing, if God sent Elijah to the rich woman to look after him, that rich woman will betray Elijah. Say to Aha, he is. Give me money. Kill him. You understand? Just like Judah betrayed Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. You understand? He don't believe the Jewish people. He sent them to a foreign land, to a poor lady, the widow. The widow sustained him. You know what? If you don't read the Bible, you just read it chapter by chapter, you don't think it through, you don't even understand God's word. And you say, oh, I understand. I'm sorry, you don't. I tested already. I'm glad God didn't want me to be an engineer. He wanted me to stay home and read the Bible. Yesterday, I hear that preacher saying in the burial site, he didn't even know what he's talking about. Poor guy. My servant are blind, are dead. The passage is very simple. Yet Elijah was not sent to any of them, but to the widow in Zarephath, in the region of Sidon. And do you know what do they hear? They hear that, oh, that means you don't love Jewish people, you love the Gentile. You're a bad teacher. He rejected him. Because he didn't understand verse 26, then verse 27, he didn't understand either. Let's read 27. And there were many in Israel with leprosy in the time of Elijah. Elijah is a student, he's a follower of Elijah, okay? The prophet. Yet not one of them was cleansed. Only Naaman, the Syrian, was clean. Why? Because he believed. You don't believe. When Jesus preached this kind of message, is to tell them, don't follow them. You turn around and believe, then you'll be all right. But they don't like it. Because they say, you don't love me, then I don't love you. I don't want to listen to you. Keep going. Verse 28. All the people in the synagogue were what? Excited? Happy? No, furious. They don't understand God's word, okay? This is the one who died for them when Jesus said that. And when they heard this, they were furious. They raged against God. They were very angry. They wanted to kill him. They got up, drove him out of the town, and took him to the brow of the hill on which the town was built. And in order to what? To throw him to the cliff, want to kill him. Don't ever think that Jewish people is like that. I tell you, all Christians are like that. Everybody say, hello? We are like that, unless our mind change. Unless I'm humble, I say, okay, I want to listen to you. Tell me why. Why are you saying what you say? I don't understand. Tell me. Then you got it. This is the one who died for the sinner. Jesus Christ died for the sinner. If you say, oh, other preacher, you don't die for me. This is the one who died for the sinner. And yet, he did not become angry. He did not become discouraged because my people perish because of their lack of knowledge. They just don't understand. They felt pity on them, right? Listen to me carefully. You preach God's word, people walk away from you. You preach lousy stuff, people gather around you. Woe to you if people say you are good. Happy are those who walk away from you. Is he the Messiah? Is he the one filled of the Holy Spirit? He pleased God, he didn't please man. He tell God's message. He explained it. Is he good? 11:1. He's from Jesse, from son of David. He's so filled with the Holy Spirit, Spirit of the Lord, Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of understanding, Spirit of knowledge, Spirit of the fear of the Lord, Spirit of counsel, and Spirit of power. And he preached the gospel to what? Not the proud man, to the poor, to the oppressed, to the one in captive, to the one who are in deep trouble. They have nothing to give to Jesus except their own life. Jesus say, I save you. All the rich people say, oh, I don't come to the church because I don't have to tie to you, right? They thought they have something to give. You got nothing to give, man, I tell you, except your own life. Give your life to Jesus, my friend. And all these things will be added unto you. Give our life to Jesus. Stay at home. Don't go to travel here, travel there. You know what? I was told by that lady, say, Pastor John, I would like you to do the preaching, but I only give you 10 minutes. 10 minutes. I've been pastor for so long. I never preached the sermon 10 minutes. Wow, I say, Lord, what do you want me to say? Right? 10 minutes. I don't even have enough time to build the reasoning to preach to people just so that they convince. Okay? He said, I want to give more time to other people to share it. I said to her, I never heard any people to do any sharing. He said, oh, I heard that. I said, okay. I open sharing. I say, anyone want to share? Nobody share. Right? She's a preacher herself. After she asked me to preach in the chapel, he said, after that, in the burial site, could you do the commandment? I say, what do you mean commandment? He said, command the spirit of my sister to the Lord. I say, do I have that power to command the spirit of the Lord, the spirit of that lady to the Lord? The moment she passed away, if she believed in the Lord, according to Luke chapter 16, she is with Abraham's side. If she reject God, she is in Haiti. Not that Jesus Christ say, oh, I have to wait Pastor John to command before I receive or reject. You know what I mean? I don't have that power. Next day, she called. Oh, the other pastor say, oh, she come to our church. I want to do the preaching. He said, Pastor John, could you let him to do the burial service? I said, of course. As a matter of fact, you can let him do the whole thing. Right? And then he said, I command the spirit to you. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? You're not talking about God's word. Shame on you. I feel this kind of servant is not a servant of God. According to John chapter 3, verse 33, if you are sent by God, you preach God's word, and you are filled with the Holy Spirit. You preach God's word, nothing but the God's word. According to 1 Peter chapter 4, he who preached the word of God, he has to preach the very word of God. You don't preach any other things. I don't have the power to commit that. It's gone already. Our Heavenly Father, your mercy on each and every one of us. You are the Messiah. You are the one who preached God's word. You're telling people why Elijah going to the place, to the foreign land, is to protect his servant, is to save the widow, the one who believed in her, the lady who believed in Elijah. Elijah requests that. When you make the cake, you make one for me first, and then you make it for yourself, and you for your child. Give it to God's servant first. And then the bread and the oil, the flour and the oil will not be lacking. For 3.5 years, God sustained the widow in Zarephath because she believed in the word of the Lord through Elijah. Just like Jehoshaphat said in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20, believe in the Lord your God, you will be established. And believe in the word of the prophet, you will be upheld. You will not die. You will have blessing. But the Israelites do not believe. They kill all the prophets. Because all these faithful servants preaching the word of God, they never heard of that. Because they are not people pleasers. And yet a lot of preachers, they are people pleasers. Lord, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. Open our eyes that we can see things that is written in the law. You are the true Messiah because you are sent by God and preach the very word of God. And 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11, and God said, if you speak, if you preach, if you teach, he should do it as one preaching, speaking, telling the very word of God, nothing else. So that God may be praised through Jesus Christ, to God be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. Lord, I pray that every time when your servant opens his mouth, you allow him to preach, to teach, to tell, to utter, to recount all the word that you have given to him when he stay at home and read your word. Let your word hide within his heart so that out of his mouth overflow your very word, and let your children hear and understand and see the wonderful thing that is written in your word, so that we know you are the true Messiah. Because Jesus is the Messiah, that is a mystery. We want to understand that. We want to follow the true Messiah and help us to do the right thing. And I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So remember what I say, chapter 4, verse 26. What is the reason why Jesus said there are a lot of widows in the land of Israel, in the northern kingdom, but God did not send Elijah to the Israelite widow, nor to the Israelite rich woman, only sent his servant Elijah to Zarephath. What's the reason? First of all, to protect his servant, and secondly, to save the lady who believe. And who believe? Not even one will believe. I tell you why. Because all the Jewish people, they love money. If Aha say, if anyone find him, I'm going to give you a reward, they will betray him, just like Judah. But he knows this woman. She's so poor. And this woman know that I only get enough flour and oil for this last meal. I eat it and die, and let it be die. But since you say that, to make a cake for you, I do it for you. I want to see how you're going to bless me. And lo and behold, and she said, why? Am I right? Our Heavenly Father, you have mercy on us. Have mercy on the saint in Apostolic Bible Church. And one of these days, you're going to use us to preach your word. I pray all this in the name of Lord Jesus. Amen.